The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters, and he restores my soul. Have you ever had the chance to lie down in a green pasture? I have. For 8 summers, I went to Girl Scout camp. Girl Scouts were different then. We didn't learn about computers because we didn't have any. We didn't learn about finance and investing, although maybe we should have. But we learned campcraft. We learned about nature and hiking, safe fire building, types of plants and trees, keeping water clean and ourselves and others safe and healthy. For 2 weeks at camp, we learned about relationship building, sharing responsibilities, and balancing heavy loads as we hiked. We learned more swimming skills each year. We kayaked on the lake, and we learned how to take care of the mules, including mucking out the stalls. And every year, there was the overnight we spent at the meadow. Now, the meadow was huge. You couldn't see any other part of the camp. It was filled with soft green grass with a slight slope. And at the bottom of it was a creek. We hiked to the meadow with our supplies and our sleeping bags. And after picking our favorite spots, we would have dinner, then gather around the fire circle. It was cold in the mountains of Pennsylvania in the summertime, so a fire circle was a necessity. There were always two or three guitars, and we would sing and tell stories until the night was dark enough. Then, as we burrowed into our sleeping bags, one of the counselors would take out a very strong flashlight and point out the stars and constellations and tell us stories about the ancient gods for whom some of these constellations were named. I always fell asleep. But it was the best night's sleep ever. No one hikes in with supplies and sleeping bags. No one sings around the fire circle or learns about the stars, because the camp was sold to a natural gas company. They just purchased a bunch of acreage with a lot of gas under it, with no idea of the green, grassy pasture in which the souls of so many had been restored through the care of our shepherd. In Genesis 2:15, we see that God did not put Adam in the garden just to enjoy the beauty that God had created, but to till it and keep it. To keep it. Are we keeping the garden? Are we taking advantage of what God has given us? It seems to me that the gas company and other harvesters of fossil fuels are taking advantage of God's great gift. But then, so are the rest of us who heat our homes with gas and oil, drive and fly, and add to the carbon footprint, that is, the amount of green gas and specifically carbon dioxide emitted by something whenever you do something during a given period, whenever you're part of polluting the air. Deuteronomy 30:15. I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. Choose life so that you and your descendants might live. Research conducted at Cornell University determined that about 40% of deaths worldwide are caused by water, air, and soil pollution. Environmental degradation and pollution associated with world population growth are major causes behind the rapid increase in human diseases and contributing to the malnourishment and disease susceptibility of 3.7 billion people. An estimated 7 million people died due to air pollution worldwide in 2012, with more than half of those tied directly to indoor smoke from cook stoves, according to the World Health Organization. 200,000 Americans die of air pollution each year. MIT researchers in aviation environment say emissions from road transportation are the leading cause of pollution. It doesn't seem that we're choosing life. When people are dying from malnutrition, whether it's in the U.S. or the Congo, it's hard to concentrate on anything but the survival that relies on finding the next meal. When people are dying by violence, whether it's in the streets of the U.S. or at the hands of terrorists like ISIS, air pollution is not a top concern. The first Earth Day was on April 22, 1970. An estimated 100,000 people filled Fifth Avenue in New York City to show their support for protecting the Earth. Time magazine estimated that about 20 million Americans participated in that event in some way. About 1,500 colleges and 10,000 schools took part in Earth Day. It has been 45 years since that first Earth Day, and we're struggling. Air pollution from fossil fuels, along with deforestation, the destruction of the great rainforests, have been shown to be the leading causes of climate change. There it is, that hot button topic. Yes, the Earth is evolving, as it has always done. Inhabitants who were told by God through Adam to care for it aren't doing a very good job. We can recycle, use LED light bulbs, mount solar panels on our roofs. We can drive a Prius or a hybrid or an electric car once all that infrastructure is in place. But what we really need is change at the national and global levels. Convincing government leaders to improve our impact on energy policies is the only way we're going to see real change. The religious communities of the world have expressed their concerns and demonstrated concern about Mother Earth. The Hindus, during their Environment Week, demonstrated that they are very concerned about Mother Bhumi. A new Muslim Climate Action Network is mobilizing Muslims internationally on climate change. 140 rabbis from 5 countries have created Champ Ray Brigitte, a rabbi's network for the earth. Pope Francis is about to issue an encyclical, that is, a statement that becomes authoritative Catholic teaching on the environment this summer. It's currently undergoing translation. And our presiding Bishop Catherine has called the denial of climate change a sin. Now, since she was a marine biologist, I assume she has some firsthand knowledge, and I'm glad to join her in her view of climate change. In our diocese, the convention adopted the Genesis Covenant in 2009 to reduce our greenhouse gases by 50% in 10 years. Through the Together Now campaign, $2 million was designated for creation care. And just as an update for the Together Now campaign, the original goal was $20 million. As of April, the campaign has now reached $32 million. In 2014, the Diocesan Convention adopted the resolution to divest its holdings in fossil fuel companies. Parishes, including All Saints, have been switching to LED lights, high-efficiency heating systems, improving insulation, sealing old windows, But more importantly, they have been teaching creation care in their Sunday schools. This is where we make our impact, through education, children and adults. Take a local mission project and share it in the community. Participate in community fairs by describing what our churches are doing to improve facilities. And explain why facility care is a way of caring for our local neighborhoods to have a global impact. The best way to learn is by teaching. So let's gather our resources, learn what we need to know, and teach it to others. This grassroots education is what will provide the impetus that is needed to achieve the changes we need at the national and global levels. This is how we influence the leaders of our government so that they will seek to improve our energy policies so we can approach real change. Then, perhaps, recover a piece of land, clean it up, fix the damage left by misuse. Plant some grass. Create a green pasture. Maybe even build a supply of clear water nearby. Create a place where we can meet our shepherd and our Savior. We have all been called to care for creation. We've all been offered life and death with the hope that we choose life, so that our descendants might live. The life we choose for our descendants must be the life of God's creation, made possible through our care. The prayer titled "For the For the conservation of natural resources is found in the BCP. Almighty God, in giving us dominion over things on earth, you make us fellow workers in your creation. Give us wisdom and reverence so to use the resources of nature that no one may suffer from our abuse of them, and that generations yet to come may continue to praise you for your bounty. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.